This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Roe, R-O-E, date of birth 12/20/1970. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Roe with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was October 17th of 2022. She has gained 9 pounds over the last 6 months, but she plans to start becoming more active now that the weather is warmer, and she will walk more and cut down on her caloric intake to help lose the weight again. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan, 100 milligram daily, and the Maxide, 75/50 once a day, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight, 272 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 72. Pulse 90, and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, obese. No ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 23rd of 2023. Creatinine 1.0, estimated GFR is 58, albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.0, hemoglobin 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. The patient reports excellent blood sugar control. 3, proteinuria. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.